Two. And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 167.
Holy crap, been a crap bastard.
Yeah, I know. I think we skipped our third year anniversary. We need to get to that soon.
That's why you were sleeping on the couch, Chris.
Yeah, exactly. Thoughts on recent comic book TV? I am Chris Mosby.
I'm Caleb Gerard.
I'm Murray Fox.
Welcome back, Murray. How was Canadian Thanksgiving?
It was delicious.
Good. That's great.
Delicious.
So do you eat like turkey poutine? Is that how it works?
No, we decided that. Didn't you remember? We decided to eat Canadian bacon.
Oh right. Yes, that's a good.
Eat that anyway. That's not just a Thanksgiving thing. That's an everyday thing.
Oh okay. All right.
Well, don't we feel foolish down here in the lower 48?
Canadian bacon.
Yeah. Man.
That's like the crispy stuff, right?
Actually, no. Canadian bacon is more like ham. I've never really understood that.
Yeah, that's not really Canadian bacon. That's just bacon.
Little round pieces of ham.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. I like bacon.
It's good on pizza.
Okay.
With pineapple.
Oh, nasty. I do not want any fruit on my pizza. I'm sorry.
No fruit. Pineapple's great on a pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I discovered? When I was in New York about 20 years ago, I had pizza with broccoli on it. It was good.
You know, that might be all right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not a fruit. I get that. But
wasn't it George Carlin always says that broccoli kills cancer? I think that was his joke. not that, you know, that kind of cancer you can see through somebody's shirt from across the street. You know, that kind of cancer. Anyway, George Carlin. Miss him. All right, so
right over my head.
Yeah, sorry. I saw him in concert once, and I swear I laughed so hard my sides hurt and I was crying. It was great. Yeah.
And then he died.
Yes, and then he died. Okay, we're talking about comic book TV. We got a lot. Let's see, the only show that we have talked about in our last episode, we covered this stuff, is Constantine, and it's coming out next week as we are recording this. So if you're listening on the day that it comes out, that would be it hasn't come out yet. So anyway, so what we got? What we got up on the block that is available to talk about? We got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We have Arrow, and we got The Flash, which, you know, we might as well just throw it out there. We're probably going to be spoilery, just in case. We'll just throw that out there. Gotham was the last one, yes.
Oh, no. Come on. How could you forget Walking Dead?
Oh, crap, Walking Dead. Yes. Yes, of course. Shall we just get started with that one?
Murray, have you seen the premiere of Walking Dead yet?
I am caught up to the end of season 4.
Oh, dang.
So you go ahead. You can go ahead and chit-chat all about it because I know it's bloody and gross.
Oh, man. It has to be – that has to be the best episode of the entire deal.
I would debate that, but not by much. That was pretty awesome. There more went on in that single episode than happened in the whole Stuck on the Farm season.
Yeah, I would agree.
I would bet more happened in that episode than has happened in the whole 4 seasons, period.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. It is not a fast show.
Well, yeah, it's not an action show. It's a character-driven show. If you've ever read the book, you know
single character, one at a time. It's a slow series.
this was an ensemble episode. This was not just Rick or just Daryl or whatever episode. This was like everybody did something episode.
Yes, and like I saw on a internet meme on Facebook earlier that Carol has joined the Kick-Ass Club.
She did. She was pretty kick-ass.
Yeah. Even for a character that didn't make it very long in the book, that's pretty good. So,
Even the baby did something.
Yeah, that's what? True.
You're kidding.
No, the baby had some scenes. You're right.
And there's a character that didn't last at all in the book.
I know.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, she didn't make it very long either.
She made that's it kind of good though. Like I'm glad I like that they've that Carol's got a moment to shine and that what's the blonde Andrea.
Andrea.
She's gone.
She's gone, man. Remember? Though.
Whoa, Murray?
Hello.
You're talking in a sack again.
Hello.
Okay, we can hear you. Yeah, I saw a deal on web that somebody, one of the scenes in the premiere, they think that an Andrea zombie was walking around. She had the same outfit and everything. So, you know, that the shooting that shot herself in the head didn't work. But anyway, I still got the 10th hardcover sitting over here somewhere that I bought and haven't read yet.
I like the fact that they are not sticking with the comics. There are characters that are dead in the comic that are alive in the show, and there are characters that are alive in the show that are dead in the comic.
I was disturbed in the 9th year of the book. A couple of the characters that are still alive in the show got killed, which, you know, oh well, that happens. But anyway, go ahead.
Have they done a Terminus storyline in the book? I was trying to think.
Well, you know they're cannibals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll find out for sure in the other. They did a storyline where there were some cannibals, but they didn't go anywhere near around this big with it. It was like, which, yeah, it was maybe, well, no, I think they did 3 or 4 issues out of it, but no, I like the way this was done better than it was in the book, so.
I don't believe for a minute, though, that we're done with this group of characters. I do not think, and I think I said this somewhere, that Denise Crosby would not go out like a bitch in 2 different TV shows, so.
Well, she might be dead, but I don't think her son is.
I don't believe it. They spent that whole season building up to the Terminus thing, and in an episode and a half, they demolish it.
And then why go through the trouble of showing why they did what they did, where they're doing that then thing?
Yeah, they do some flashbacks in it, Murray. You'll see. So.
It was. I have to admit that as good as it was, it's also one of the more disturbing episodes I've seen.
The most disturbing one was the one with the 2 girls, but that's...
I saw that one last night, too.
Yes.
Ooh, yucky.
That was the most disturbing. Yeah, I agree.
That was creepy when the freaky girl just kind of looks at Judith and says, like, she was next or she was just about to... Zombify Judith, that just sends chills down your back.
Yeah, that was something. They didn't put near as much into that. They did the same kind of thing with different kids in the book, too. But it wasn't anywhere near like that.
They had murder kids in the book, but it was totally different. Yeah.
I forgot about that. That was when they were at the prison in the book, huh?
They did.
It was two little guys, I think.
Yes. Well, no. There was twins that were there for a while, and they had seen so much. It's like one of them just killed his brother just for the hell of it, you know. Didn't realize, and then it was ended up being Carl's the one that pretty much put sentence on him and killed him.
Yeah.
So, and then there was the 2 kids that were killed in the prison by that one guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were beheaded.
I'm just glad that they're comfortable with 2 separate storylines. And it makes me think, you know, when people bitch, oh, DC, you know, they got their Marvel, their movie storyline, they got their TV storyline, they got their comic book storyline with the same characters. Like, you know what? Chill.
Yeah.
Walking Dead does it successfully.
Yes.
Month in and month out.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing the movie and the TV different. I guess they're trying not to be like Marvel. I don't know. But Marvel's had such good success with it. tying all that together. Well, I mean, they're going to tie the movies together, but I don't know. Anyway.
Well, with Marvel, though, they've got, like, Joss Whedon is involved in both. He's involved in both the movies and the TV. Mm-hmm. Whereas DC's got their slate of directors that are not going to do any TV stuff. So I get why they want to keep it separate. And you know what? I'm happy that they keep it separate, because if they're... movies are going to be kind of dark and gloomy and serious, then that means I can enjoy Flash, which is not going to be dark and gloomy and serious. Oh, no. And
I can't wait to watch the second episode of that. That is such a good show. That's the kind of TV show, you know, superhero type TV show that I've been waiting for years. You know, so anyway.
Well, good segue. I've only seen the first episode, and I only saw the bootleg of the premiere, and apparently there was a couple of extra minutes that were tacked on into the actual aired episode. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so, and I think most of it was when he was talking to his dad.
Oh, okay. In prison?
Yeah. Because that's the only time I can think of, because I remember watching it thinking, well, I don't remember them going into that detail, but yeah, so...
Wesley Shipp, or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Wesley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually a pretty cool guy.
I enjoyed the episode. I'm not a huge fan of the fact that they offed his mom in the comic. I mean, it seems so random. Yeah, but...
Well, that was something John's planned, and it was all part of the Flashpoint thing, but yeah.
No, I think it works for this TV show, though.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it's a good driver, and the show's fun. It's not all, you know, it's bright colors, which it, right there is key. When they just, the reds stand out, the yellows stand out. And the acting's decent. I mean, I would argue that the woman playing Iris could use some additional acting classes.
Oh, yeah, I agree totally.
But I love – Jesse Martin has always been one of my favorites ever since Law & Order. So I'm
glad. Oh, yeah, I agree. Why the hell did she hang around the police office so much? I mean, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
In the second episode, I think, it explains that she wanted to be a police officer, but her dad wouldn't let her.
I remember that mentioning that. Okay.
Maybe that's the first episode. I don't know, but I mean.
Yeah, I remember that now. Okay, that makes sense.
And the gazillion of number of Easter eggs in that episode.
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just looking on DC's fans blog. I guess they have a rundown of all the different series, and apparently there's talk about the Easter eggs. I'll have to check that out later.
I love the first hour. I love the first two episodes. I thought it was great.
I need to watch the second one.
There's so much DC stuff in it. It's unbelievable. Like, you got all the regular Flash stuff. Mm-hmm. You got a huge chunk of Firestorm stuff bubbling around in the background. You've got Metamorpho stuff bubbling around in there.
Really? Sweet.
It was so cool. You have Simon Stagg playing a major role in the second episode.
Does he have the hair?
He doesn't quite have the hair or the eyebrows. I know. You don't actually see Rex Mason. He's not mentioned, but they really pump up the Simon Stagg angle. He's a big player up until the end of the episode.
Yeah, they're going to have a crossover with Arrow soon, too.
Mm-hmm. I think Flash is excellent. I love the tone. I love the characters. I love it all. Like, I'm impressed with the way they're blending stuff together.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that.
It's kind of cool. Like, even like Justice League stuff, you got Vibe in there. You got...
What?
Well, not Vibe, but you've got the guy who will become Vibe. You've got...
Oh, that's right, that kid. You're right.
Which kid?
The Hispanic kid that works for Star. I think
I didn't even catch that. Dang.
Yeah.
You got him. You've got Killer Frost working with him.
Oh, is that what her name is? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right.
So who's the scientist guy? Ed. I don't remember the actor.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Well, that makes me think of that Hunter Solomon guy that ended up being Zoom.
See, I don't know who.
Well, there's
I don't know who Ed is going to be.
Yeah, well, see, that's the time travel part of it from the first episode makes me think that he's going to be that Hunter Zolomon type character, because he was even put in a wheelchair as well. That was during John's run, and he couldn't go fast, but he could like travel backward and forward in time, whatever.
Now, here's a question, okay?
Yeah.
I've only watched the show with my girls, and they have some knowledge of the Flash stuff, so they enjoyed it. Could this, because one of the appeals of Arrow is it doesn't, at least the first season, at least the first few episodes of the first season, which is all I've seen, it didn't require a pre-knowledge, and there really weren't a lot of Easter eggs to for fanboy wonk. Could they be going overboard with Flash? Could they perhaps maybe do too much to not appeal to the non-comic book?
I don't think so, because, I mean, it just, if you don't know what it means, it's just normal dialogue.
Okay.
I think
it all works. Yeah, like anything that's in there is in there to serve the story that they're telling. So the fact that Simon Stagg is in there, he plays a major role in the story that they're developing. So he's not just an Easter egg. He's a main, like, he's the thrust of the episode. And whether, like, the fact that we know that Vibe and Killer Frost are working with Flash in the lab it doesn't affect the story, right? Because at this point, they're just two science nerds. But we get to know that, oh, perhaps down the line, you know, they'll be zapping freeze rays around or whatever, but yeah. For now they're just the science geeks and it works.
Yeah, in Arrow they introduced Ray Palmer.
I know.
Brandon Routh, the guy that played Superman in Superman Returns, he is a major deal too. He ended up buying Queen Consolidated, and he's a scientist and the whole bit. And so, I mean, he's right in there too. So
that's, they could do the Justice League on the small screen, and then in a couple of years
they did it in Smallville years ago, sorta, because they had an Aquaman character, they had a Cyborg, they had a Kid Flash, they had Green Arrow, and of course, you know, Clark Kent himself. I never did. I've got all those episodes somewhere, but I have never watched them.
And not to get too off topic, but it's on topic. I just I question why DC or Warner Brothers has decided that they can't tie all these things together. It wouldn't be that difficult.
I don't know. I don't know either.
I mean, I understand the separation of Gotham, at least, you know.
It's different networks for one thing.
Well, okay, that good point. The network thing, I get that, but the and the time different, you know, that Gotham is supposed to be set at some undetermined time in the past. But we can talk about that in a couple minutes in terms of the technology. But I question the logic of saying that none of it ties to Smallville. I mean, Smallville, what was it, 10 seasons or 9 seasons? Whatever. I mean, clearly successful, at least as a syndicated show or WB show. Why not bank on that a little bit?
I agree.
It strikes me as odd that they would.
Well, I think some of it has to do with they don't know all what they've got, really, I don't think. Well, I mean, you know, you got, because they had all that success with with Smallville and all the other, and you know, now Warner Brothers is trying to do the movie thing like they did with Harry Potter, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't think some of the big wigs up top really understand what they got going. You know. Does that make sense? Did I make any sense at all?
I'm sorry, I stopped listening. But no, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks. I appreciate it.
No, you made perfect sense. And that's just so strange to think. I actually agree with you. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a 100-year-old company, Warner Brothers, producing movies, and somehow they can't seem to grasp that they have printed gold. You know, they have money. It's already printed right in front of them.
Yeah.
And that's where Marvel's gone right, is that they said, okay, look, we have all these stories, and, you know, they did it with the Harry Potter ones. They adapted them to the big screen. All they have to do is take these stories and go, oof, we have a movie. Oof, we
yeah,
have a movie.
I mean, these characters have been around for so long and still been popular for so long. You'd think, I don't know.
Well, I'm looking forward. I will try and catch the second episode of Flash in the next week.
Yeah.
We're weeks behind on Doctor Who. We're weeks behind on, for some reason, softball is just killing our TV watching.
Yeah. I'm way behind on my watching, too. So, I've been working and playing games is pretty much all I've been doing.
Now, history-wise, come on, Gotham. I mean, that's...
And I know we disagree on this, and I haven't read it yet, but Robert Greenberger wrote an article, but the title was, Gotham is a Lazy Adaption, and he's the one that wrote, well, you know, Robert Greenberger, he's the one that wrote the Batman Encyclopedia about 3 or 4 years, well, actually it's, what, 5 years now? And I don't know, I just...
Lazy?
Really? Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't hate it, but I don't really like it either, and I really can't put my finger on it yet. It seems
there was an episode. I
think I've only watched 3 so far.
Yeah, the third episode, the one where at the very end, Penguin shows back up at their flat.
Yes.
My wife Mel, she actually got bored at the end there, during the little conversation between Gordon and his girlfriend and Barbara. Yeah. And there was actually, and the one thing that, and it kind of irritated me, I enjoyed actually the content of the show, but everyone was yelling at each other throughout the whole episode.
I don't really like the actress playing his girlfriend or that whole thing. And the last one I saw, she's like, well, if you can't tell me everything about your job and everything else, then we're done. I'm like, okay, goodbye. I mean, you know.
We got to see two chicks kiss. Come on.
Yeah, well, you got a point. I don't know. That actress or something about her, I don't know. She's the whole – that character, I just don't care for it. I don't know. But I like the guy playing Gordon. I was a big fan of his on Southland. That's the last show he was on. And his character ended up being an ass. But yeah, I don't know. That's probably the main reason I'm still watching it, because I really like that actor. But I don't know. So what are your thoughts on it?
My absolute favorite portrayal of Alfred on any medium.
Yeah, that's – I've never seen him played like that. I agree with you on that one.
I just love the fact that he's just like – you can tell he just wants that kid to pull his shit together, and he just doesn't understand him. And but then, you know, he yells at him, and the next thing he's like, I'm sorry, you know, but mm-hmm. he's treating him more like his son than his charge, and I think that's nice.
Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah, that is cool. Yeah,
I like the Bullock character, the actor. Oh, I'm blanking on his name now.
I can't remember. I never could remember it. But yeah, I like that actor. So,
Murray, what is his name? The guy who plays Bullock. Come on.
Bullock. Donald Lowe.
Yes. Yeah.
I knew you could pull that one out.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I can spell it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That sounds good.
That's good.
The Jada Pinkett Smith character, Fish Mooney. Is she new? Never seen.
Never. No, they made that. They made that specifically for this show.
And I gotta say, I love her. She's hilarious.
I think her character's not necessary, but that's just.
Oh, she's one of my favorites. Ugh, I love it.
She's going so way over the top. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. That's what you want for a Batman character. You well,
see,
want
that, see, that's part of my problem. Ugh. The rest of them aren't, though, really.
I know. The mobsters, they bore me to tears. I'm like, ugh, yawn, yawn, yawn. Go throw someone in the lake. Give me more Fish Mooney. Give me more Penguin.
And more the Penguin. The great. The awesome.
That's great. The only thing that's worth anything, you know, that I like is that Taylor guy doing the Penguin stuff. I really like it. Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
We're still here.
Yeah, I really like that that part.
The fish, you're, Murray, you're right. The Fish Mooney character, she took it. The first episode I was questioning it, but I like that they have this take on the mob in Gotham, because you know, when you read the comics, it's all old white guys fighting over the territory.
Okay, that makes I see where you're coming from on that then.
And that's not me trying to be politically correct. It's just like, you know what, Gotham can't be all old white guys. There's, I mean, look around. It's supposed to be a very diverse city and such. There's got to be other bad guys or ladies.
Okay, well, in that case, what did you think of the Balloon Man episode?
Was that the third or the second?
That was the third.
Yeah, I'm behind on the. I haven't seen the third.
It is very comic booky. That was like, I did not expect them to do something so comic booky on the show. I thought the show was going to stay. No pun intended. More grounded.
Yeah, I agree. I was shocked too. It reminded me of old the original Flash show plot. You know.
You know what it reminded me? It felt like one of the Tim Burton Batman movies.
Yes, exactly.
You know, just this side of campy, just this side, and just grounded in reality, just enough to be believable, but a little bit, you know, like really. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, no, I agree. Yeah, it was out there.
Marie, I'll be interested to hear what you have to say on that as well. It's I think.
See me, I don't know if the show Flash seems to definitely have a point of view or a. It's got something that'll drive it for the whole first season. Like it's got Flash is looking for all the people that have been affected by the big bomb.
Freak of the Week.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Freak of the Week or whatever. I mean, that's its first season arc.
Yeah, that's what Smallville was for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know what. I don't know where Gotham is going at this point.
Like, yeah, that's part of my problem too.
I got it. Yeah,
I don't know what's driving it. Like, is it? It can't be about the kid becoming Batman because that's 10 years away, at least. Well, 8, 5. Like, I mean, that's ended. Like, that's so far down. So it's not that. So it's.
Yeah.
Is it about? Is it Gordon cleaning up the like? There isn't a. There doesn't seem to be a big thing behind the scenes that's driving everything yet. So I don't know what the focus or what the. I don't really know what the series is going to be about, other than it's a showcase to see Batman characters.
That's a really good point. I mean, they could. You know, if we really wanted to see those other types of shows, we'd click on. NCIS or old episodes of Law and Order or something.
Yeah, it's that's part of my thing. I mean, Arrow is dark like that and always has been, but you have the Arrow character in front of it, and with Gotham you have Jim Gordon, and we know Jim Gordon from the comics, and you know, maybe other people know him from the movies, but he's just starting out and he has no allies. And I don't know. It's just a real bleak look. And that's kind of, you know, I didn't like Arrow at first because of that. And I ended up watching all of it and it got better. And I don't know. Maybe this, you know, the first season of a show, and I don't, it's just about any show I've ever watched, the first season always seems like the shakiest.
Yeah, it's all about finding itself. But with Arrow, we at least knew, okay, he had this list. He was working his way through this list.
Exactly.
And whether that was every week or every couple of weeks, it at least gave him – it gave the season a focus. And then we coupled that with flashbacks and stuff, right? So it
– yeah.
The season had sort of a map, and I just don't know what the map is for Gotham yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't.
And then what they did is they actually did for Arrow. That was kind of the twist on the Freak of the Week. It was, you know, or My Name Is Earl, where you got the list of got to get these things accomplished. And I don't know. Does the list continue into season two? I have Arrow
in season two somewhat. The big thing that I'm glad that they did is do the stuff that happens. He stops killing people. He realizes that's not the way to go, and now he's using trick arrows. So
I heard the boxing glove arrow made it into season three. Is that right?
If it has, I haven't seen it. It's only been I've only watched one episode. Okay. They killed off a well, spoilers. They killed off a major character. I won't say who in the first episode, but so
Queen is dead.
Yeah, no, not him. But yeah,
you can spoil it for me. I'm not going to be up to season three for like years.
Well, in season two, they bring a Black Canary character around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big major thing. I won't, you know, whatever. You find out he wasn't on the island the entire 5 years he was gone. He actually, and they're finding out now he worked for Argus under Waller. And that's kind of where some of those skills came from. So, you know, he ended up back on the island after that, apparently, because he's, you know, they're still doing the flashbacks. And it's the first season I enjoyed the flashbacks more than I did the actual plot, but it got better.
Okay.
Second season is when it really took off. If you can get through the first one, the second season it really took off. So, in my eyes, and it really got good.
We'll get there. We're getting there.
Yeah, they're all the first two seasons are on Netflix now. So,
yes, they are.
Oh, see, I need American Netflix. I think we've only got the first season.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's yeah. I think they're both on there now.
They are
right now.
And let's see what else. So okay, we haven't talked about.
Oh wait, Arrow season two.
Yes,
Barrowman, John Barrowman. He's not in season two, right?
Not till the end. He comes back.
So that makes season two a plus already in my book.
Yeah, he comes not a back. Son?
What's wrong with John Barrowman?
He drives me crazy.
His character wasn't all that great. It wasn't his best work.
He's Captain Jack, for you. Come on.
Well, I agree. I liked the actor, but the character had him playing, it was eh. So.
He hasn't seen a piece of scenery that he couldn't chew up and spit out to save his life.
But that was the point of Captain Jack. Yeah, he was over the top.
I agree.
That's the point of all of his characters.
He drives me. You could say the same for Nathan Fillion or for any of those B characters.
Well, I think Nathan Fillion is a lot better actor than but that's just me.
I give him a second chance.
Yeah, but Nathan Fillion's all about the chin and the chest. I mean, come on, I am Nathan Fillion.
I think he should have been Green Lantern instead of what's his name.
What?
Oh, absolutely. He was way better. Been way better Green Lantern.
Well, maybe he'll be the new Green Lantern.
He's been Green Lantern in a lot of the animated stuff.
He's too old.
Well, I think he would have been better with an older character, but that's just me.
Oh, no. You got to be young and hip for the chicks.
Well, they're going to do a reboot of that in 2020, so.
Mm-hmm. 2020, that's like 8 million years away.
Is 2020 for that one? I know Cyborg's in 2020. Is Green Lantern also in 2020?
Yep, jeez. It is.
Good God.
Well, maybe they think it's going to take that long to everybody to forget about that last one.
I just know.
Yeah. So, okay, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Anybody watch that one?
All of season one and only the first episode of season two, I think. I can't remember. Yeah, only it's episode one where they.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I think I've watched the first three.
Of the first season?
Oh, of the second season.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
No, I take that back. The first two. I don't know. That one was another one. It's like every episode, it's like, why am I watching this? But it kept me coming, and it ended up being not too bad, and there's just a lot of weird.
I like the new mandate for this season, which is where they're going to be bringing in, they're bringing in more Marvel villains. This first episode of this season, the Absorbing, one of my favorite Marvel villains of all time, which was the Absorbing Man.
Yeah, that I have to admit, that was pretty cool.
And as I understand it, that's their mandate this year, is there's going to be these little, you know, they're big, whatever the bigger version of an Easter egg is, you know, it's like these are in-your-face villains.
Right,
comic books.
Yeah, no, it should be cool. And I don't know, it's just the tone has changed so much after what happened in Winter Soldier. Good Lord, what are you doing?
Someone's trying to rap.
Okay.
You mean this?
Yeah, that. What's that all about?
Sorry, there was something on my screen.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize it was so close to the microphone. Sorry.
Lord, yeah. Sounds like you're scratching the inside of my ear. But, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people... I've read some comments by some people thinking it's not all that great, but they don't like what's happening, but, you know, it's still early. The one I'm looking forward to most watching, though, would have to be The Flash, for sure.
I'd be interested. I'm obviously, there's nothing to base Constantine on, but one of my sort of go-to characters in comics, and I even suffered through the movie. So
I thought the movie was okay. I didn't have any frame of reference for that character. So I didn't know how far away. I just knew a little bit from what I've read over the years. It could have been like that Catwoman movie that What's-Her-Name did, and I wouldn't have known. So.
Oh, Catwoman.
Yeah.
She's probably my least favorite character in Gotham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Selina Kyle kid, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's part of my problem.
But doesn't she take... Look at her for a second, Murray, and she looks like a child version of Michelle Pfeiffer. It is uncanny.
I agree.
That's true. That's true. And she's got the cat mannerisms and stuff. She's very cat-like, but I don't know. I haven't connected with that character yet.
Yeah.
I have not.
Okay. Part of my problem is with the show is he's, 8 years old, whatever you... Here he is, right? By the time he's going to actually be Batman, he'll be, 25 years old? So that's quite a ways away. All these villains are going to be, and, you know, Selina Kyle, will, you know, she's going to be so much older than him, and all the other ones, they're going to be like in their 70s by the time he gets, you know, be Batman.
Much older, though. I figure he's like 10, and she's maybe, I think they said 14.
Okay, that's not too much.
So, you know, that's doable.
That one's okay. But the rest of them, I mean, I don't know.
But I think they can be older. You know, like...
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't know. They're
the
old.
Only one I have a problem with age-wise is the Riddler. I think it might... In the comic books, he was always... He's always been portrayed as almost an age contemporary with...
Yeah.
Swain.
True.
And clearly he's now, at least in terms of this continuity, he's not. Mm-hmm. And I think that I believe that we're not going to ever see costumes in this show. So
well, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's a...
The only one I really want to see in a costume is Fish Mooney. I want to see her in like a big fish mermaid suit.
Oh, that's funny.
Charlie the Tuna outfit.
You're killing me.
Well, come on. When she's clubbing someone over the head, if she were wearing like a little mermaid outfit with like little flippers for feet.
That would awesome. That would make it a lot more creepy, I would have to admit.
Have you ever noticed whenever they show her club, there's always this half-dressed group of women sitting up on the stage moving chairs around.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all they see. If you look in the background, that's all they're doing every single time. Is they're moving the chair from here to there and then back over here.
Yeah, yeah. She's definitely channeling Eartha Kitt too, isn't she?
They're just trying to figure out where the lap dancing will occur.
That's right.
Man.
Hers is just a straight up club. They had that Japanese band playing in there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a strip club.
I'll tell you, one of the worst scenes that I've seen so far is, well, spoilers, but she's trying to get has these two girls that she wants to do this job, which they don't really say, but it's kind of obvious. But then she's like, I can't decide, so you girls fight it out. It was the cheesiest looking, it was just bad.
Bad girl fight?
Yeah, it was bad. It looked fake.
Which again brings me back to the Penguin character. He is so creepy. That whole episode where he's escaping from Gotham and he gets the ride from the two frat boys, and then he kills the hell out of them.
Oh yeah, I kind of like that, what they're doing with him. That the modern, you know, the new 52 retelling of that character, which has always been, you know, kind of like a joke in the comics, doing it that way, I think, is that he's probably going to end up being the star of the show before it's over.
What was the miniseries? It was Penguin Pain and
was it Pain and Prejudice?
That's clearly what they're going for. Is that he, you know, mm-hmm. he's going to be consistently underestimated simply because, you know, he's goofy looking and he walks the limp.
Yeah, Carol Kane's playing his mom too. I thought that was weird. It's kind of cool. What was it called? No, it was called Pain and Prejudice.
It was Pain and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah. December 2011 was the first issue. I wouldn't mind having that in trade.
It's one of the few of the new 52 miniseries that I've mm-hmm. they've done.
That was done by that Greg Hurwitz guy.
Interesting. Yes, who's doing Detective?
Yeah, maybe? I haven't read anything else he's done.
No, he's not doing Detective. That's what's his name? That was doing Flash for a while. That was Legion Artist.
Ah. Oh yeah.
Sorry, which Legion Artist?
The guy who was writing Flash for a while and drawing Flash.
Greg LaRock?
No.
No, he's doing it now.
Oh, Vince Manipul.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it.
Greg LaRock.
Well, he was doing Flash and Legion.
But he never wrote them.
He probably could have.
Yeah. That's when Levitz was writing it. He wasn't about to take over with Levitz. Come on.
Francis Manipul.
Thank you. Never mind. I just can't remember what Hurwitz is working on. I knew, again, he was on Detective, but I can't remember what he's on now.
Yeah, I never read any of that. Was that any of that?
Francis Manipul. I think he's still on. He's still on Detective, I believe.
I'm gonna have to check that out, maybe.
It's decent.
Okay.
That'd be better. Anyway, so.
What else? The only one we haven't seen so far is Constantine. I know the last news I heard was they had somebody picked. She's was in the pilot, and they already either fired her or she quit after that, and they got somebody else to be the girl sidekick, apparently.
Awesome.
So
I just, you know, and this is the sticking with the plot. I just hope he is a chain smoker. I mean, part of the comic book characters. He's constantly smoking.
Yeah, he's smoking around here, but it's coming from his hand, though.
Okay.
Well, in his picture. But yeah, I do believe they're going to do that, from what I read.
Yeah, they should. I mean, I know it sounds grody, and I'm as a former part-time smoker, blah, but...
Yeah, never. That's one habit I never took up.
Don't.
I watched my mom and my dad do that for years and never wanted anything to do with it.
Blackity black, black, black.
Yeah, it's nasty. So, anybody watch The Blacklist? Totally not comic book, but still TV. So we're not completely off topic. What a great show. James Spader is awesome in that show.
A friend of mine watches it and really likes it. I have not seen it.
My sister got me hooked on it, and we watched it together. It's awesome.
I think we need to we watched too many at once. We were binge watching it on Netflix, and
yeah,
it was, you know, it was like every other episode was really great, and the ones that the odd ones were like,
oh yeah,
were very mediocre. So it was
there,
like,
there's a couple of them like that, and I'm like, what?
It had that guy, the guy who played the bad guy in the movie Manhunter, was one of the freaks of the week on that show, and
yeah,
that was like one of my favorite single episodes of TV I've seen in a long time. And then the very next episode was such a letdown.
Oh yeah, yeah, that they had that on that show, but overall it's still pretty good.
Well, we may get back. There's too many other shows.
Oh, I know. I agree. I got a whole half a season of Person of Interest from last season I haven't watched. All of Falling Skies. I'm trying to think what else. I think a season of Justified.
Well, don't forget, there's other comic book shows coming out too. We got Powers is coming out in December, but it's on the Xbox Network or the
PlayStation.
PlayStation Network, whatever.
Yeah, that won't stop me from getting it. Because I love that book. I've talked about that before. I've got all six hardcovers. I've got six one I haven't read yet, but that's one of my favorite. That's my favorite Bendis book. It's awesome.
Who is in that I love? Michelle.
What's her name? Forbes.
Yeah. She's playing what's her name? Girl. Retro Girl.
Really?
You gonna be Retro Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she a little old for that?
Yeah, I'd say. That was supposed to be college kids.
You ageist person. She's beautiful.
No, that's not a debate on her beauty. She should. Lieutenant Rowe is one of the
hottest
Star Trek characters of all time. But
she's in the first. She's in The Killing too.
Yes.
And she was in that vampire show. Yeah. True Blood.
Yeah.
She was on Guiding Light, and she was on that Homicide show. She's been on a lot. I love me.
She was in a very cool movie with Brad Pitt.
Yeah. True Killers, is that what it was?
California.
Okay, I've never seen that one. Interesting. I'm trying to find her.
So there's all these other shows. There's
She's going to play Retro Girl.
Told ya. Mm-hmm.
So there's all these other shows. There's The Strain, which I've never read, based on a Dark Horse book.
Right, yeah, I've got some episodes of that downloaded, but I have some episodes of that, but I haven't watched them.
They've got Agent Carter coming up, which is a spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Captain America.
Yeah.
Ooh, here's one. I forgot about this. iZombie.
Oh, that's right. That's supposed to come on a CW, too.
Yeah. There's no planned date just yet. And of course the Netflix shows, the Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage.
Really, really looking forward to that.
And then, they've confirmed this. They're going to then have a fifth one, which is going to be the Defenders, which is going to bring those four characters together.
Yeah, they're going to do those in succession. They're not going to do them at the same time, so that should be interesting.
I didn't know that they were actually going to do a Defenders one, though.
Yeah, that's, I remember reading about that. So that should be interesting.
The footage out of New York on Daredevil actually intrigued me, so.
I don't know if I've watched that yet.
Powers, there's a Walking Dead spinoff, there's Thief of Thieves.
I don't. The Walking Dead spinoff, that's just dumb.
And there's a rumor that there's going to be a Ronin series on Sci-Fi based on the Frank Miller miniseries from a million years ago.
I will watch that. That's good.
Our Man is being still touted.
Interesting.
Oh, and the Preacher one. That one is got a green light again. Was Preacher. So
that going to be on
AMC?
AMC. I didn't have to.
Oof.
If it's as gruesome as Walking Dead.
And then here's the two that come out of left field for me is Titans.
Yeah, and Supergirl.
And Supergirl. What the what?
I'll believe those when I see them.
Yeah, Titans with a Nightwing lead. Weird.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, the rumor is that they're going to have the Carrie Kelly character as Robin on the new Batman versus Superman show movie, too. Ah, there we go. Comic Book TV Guide. That's a good little link to have.
Yeah, right. We can talk about movies later, but I just want to say that Jason Mora as Aquaman, that is the inspired casting choice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great choice.
So, yeah, Walking Dead was renewed for season 6, but even before the first episode came out of season 5. Gotta love it.
Mm-hmm.
I get nothing else. I can only say that reflecting back on my, I don't know, 20 some odd years, 30 plus years of reading comic books, there's no way in hell I would have ever thought we would see this number of TV shows.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, it's out there.
Oh, come on. When we were little, we had Shazam. We had Isis. We had Wonder Woman. We had a couple of Captain America TV movies. We had The Hulk.
We had Adventures of Superman. We had Batman.
Yeah. Letter 44, huh?
They weren't all on at once. I grant you that.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just the quantity all at once is pretty darn impressive.
Mm-hmm.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen on Fox, huh? That's a if. Wow. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's all those billions of dollars that Marvel made off their Avengers movie. I mean, you know. Well, Iron Man and all the rest of them. So, that's good stuff, man. Okay, well, that's about it. I think we got it all this week, right?
We did. Go on, Black.
Okay, yeah, I think it will. My parents are coming over. I know my mom wants to watch it with us. So, I think she's more excited about that show than I
am. About which show?
Flash.
Wow, okay. Maybe I will have to watch too. If old ladies like it, then perhaps my young kids will.
Oh, well, yeah. You see, you got to understand, when I grew up watching the Batman 60s TV show, you know, she was the one that let me stay up and watch Star Trek and Syndication and, you know, things like that. So there's a history there. So that's her thing. It's always been her thing, too. So,
all right. Well, so I got to mention one more thing. Speaking of TV shows, comic book TV shows, in based on the success of Batman 66 Digital, they're going to be doing the Wonder Woman 77.
Yeah, I heard about that. This should be interesting. That should be interesting. I'm going to actually read that.
I wonder if it's going to be the set in World War II, or if it's going to be the disco Wonder Woman.
I have no idea. That's a good question.
Thank you, Rachel.
All right, then. Well, let's see. Let's wrap this up. Oh, crap. Hold on. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, it's been a long day.
Freaking 3 o'clock in the afternoon where you are.
Dude, man, I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry. I got a lot of stuff going on.
You got a patch week.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I'm patching is my VMs, man. Anyway, enough about that. Here we go. And we'll wrap this up. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can join us in our Facebook group page thing and talk about those things as well. Yeah, come join us. Or you can comment on the actual episode and let us know what you think there as well. And that is it for this week. We are out.